I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Burundi's holding elections today. The vote comes amid heightened tensions in the African country. There's been unrest for months, ever since Burundi's incumbent president announced he would run for a third term, which goes against the country's constitution. Many fear that another civil war could break out. The last war in Burundi erupted in 1993. That conflict pitted Hutus against Tutsis, just like in neighboring Rwanda. Raphael Zirabuza remembers that time well. He lives in New York, but he's from Burundi. And in 1993, he just arrived in the U.S. He recently told his story to reporter Yael Evanor.
When I came in 92, the whole purpose was to come here to go to school, getting a master's degree in economics, agro-econ. The government of Burundi, which at that time employed me, they saw me as a potential resource for the country, and they gave me the opportunity. When I first came, I didn't speak any English. Most people in Burundi speak Kirundi.
Zirabuza went to the University of Arkansas for an English program, and something he saw on the streets here surprised him.
People begging for food, that was just a shock. I would never imagine in million years that I would go to the United States and see people begging for anything, for food or money or anything.
Then things changed back home. It was October of 1993. The majority Hutu group killed about 25,000 minority Tutsis, and Zirabuza's family are Tutsis. Later, this would be called acts of genocide.
A friend of mine who worked for the embassy that time, he called me really late night, 1, 2 a.m. He said, Raphael, there's a war going on in Burundi. They just killed the president, and things are likely to be bad. I couldn't get hold of my parents, my mother, and my two sisters. I could not, you know, I was very scared because I didn't know what happened to them. They were in hiding for about 5 days. Because there were a bunch of militia people with machetes wanted to kill every Tutsi they could run into.
He wanted to go back, but everyone in the U.S. told him this.
You have two choices. One, you go back with a high chance of you being killed, and you're not going to help anyone in your family. Two, you stay here. You're safe. It's going to be hard for you, but you'll be able to survive and with a good chance you'll be able to help whoever survives the war. I could not really rationalize what the purpose in life if I'm the only one staying and everybody's gone.
He stayed in the U.S. and hoped his family in Burundi would be okay.
My family fled miraculously, and half of my family, including some of my aunties, my cousins, were killed.
His mother and two sisters escaped, though, and ended up in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. But they could barely get by, and Zirabuza got a job here at the university to support them.
I was sending money for food, I was sending money for clothing, whatever it is they needed. I stayed because I can support them, and I did.
Raphael Zirabuza told his story to reporter Yael Evanor. It's part of our project called First Days, where we ask immigrants to recall their first days in America. Why don't you tell us your story or your family's story about your new life here in the U.S.? Share it with us at pri.org/firstdays.